Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you have some time, smallbusinessadvocate.com. In fact, if you have an emergency, a problem, or an opportunity, take the time to go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and check out all the things there that will help you with your small business, including the body of work that Jeffrey Zabar has given us over the years, and all the other things that other Brain Trust members, the 2,000 members of our Brain Trust have helped us with. You can find articles, archives of past shows, past interviews, in handy forms, and also the blog is there, the knowledge base is there, AskJim.biz is there, my newsletter, I hope you subscribe to that. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, and also don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Jeff Zabar is with us, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right, Jeff?
Absolutely. It's the place to find me.
And they can find your books there and all the other things that you do.
All my content. They can find Chief Home Officer on Facebook, and they can find it at Chief Home Office.
What about
Twitter.
Your picture? Is it there?
My picture's up there, too.
That's
I have
worth,
all sorts of things.
That's worth the trip, folks. Hey, Jeff.
That's worth the trip.
Hey, Jeff, you recently went on vacation. This was a real vacation this time, though, right? I mean, did you completely unplug?
This was let's define completely unplug, okay?
Did you do any work while you were on the road?
I did a little bit of work. As you know,
I don't consider responding to an email, taking a phone call to clarify something or whatever. Did you create any product while you were on this vacation?
I filed 3 articles while I was on vacation.
Did you write them while you were on the vacation?
Yes, I wrote them from the road.
Okay, all right.
Okay, and they were, and I blogged about a half dozen times, but I don't consider that work because that's mine for my own website and the like and non-paying work. But I did not go on this. I had told all my clients, it was 3 weeks, I told all my clients I will not be incommunicado, but I will not be filing work. So if you, just as you alluded to, if they needed me, call me, email me. I have my BlackBerry. I'll be checking email in the morning and evening because I'm always online. I take my laptop. We always work, or at least always have access. It's just part of my culture and my nature. But I said, I will not be working. Right. So, and I had clients who said, can you, and you know what, let me back up. I had no clients who said, can you do X? Can you do this? They did say, we can't wait for you to get back, but they did not say, can you please do this now?
But 3 weeks is a long time, and most small business owners aren't like you. Their business is not like yours, because you're a wordsmith, and you can take your show on the road. If you've got a Main Street business, you're plugged in, you're planted in the ground, and
right.
you got somebody opens the door every morning and it rings that little bell over the door. You know when the customers come in, there are a lot of businesses out there, and 3 weeks is preposterous. I mean, the idea of taking a week off is really tough, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I got to say that was the rationale behind the trip was that we can do, you know, we'll back up. Years ago, 2 years ago, I did what was called Home Office Highway.
Right.
And again, we spoke from the road. And the rationale there was to work as much as I could without totally disrupting a family vacation, but to prove that with the right technology, you can, you know, if you're a knowledge worker, you can do some work from the road, not scuttle your business and not scuttle a family vacation. This time I said, you know what? Enough of that nonsense. I want to get out. I want to do a vacation, be there with my family, for my family. I know that I work, I wake up at like 4 or 5 a.m. on any given morning anyway, so if I have a little that I want to do, I can do that in the morning before the family wakes up at 8, 9 o'clock, whatever. But yeah, there was no intention
But the thing is that even in your case, where you are a knowledge worker, as you say, the technology allowed you to stretch to 3 weeks, whereas without the technology, you might have only gotten a weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would have taken that such an opportunity to do something like that had I not been, been connected. Had I been totally disconnected, I would have felt totally out of sorts.
But with the capability today that we have with the smartphones, with some of the software, go to my PC, you know, those kinds of things.
Right.
You can there are so many ways that even a Main Street business owner can get away if they can afford it. Get away if they've got some people who can, you know, can hold down the fort while they're gone. If they have to have, you have to have that kind of an organization, if that's the situation, if that's what you have. But but the technology really, you know, a lot of people say that technology is cumbersome. It sort of owns you. It takes you hostage. But I never looked at it like that. I always think of technology as a liberator. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
As an untetherer. Technology doesn't tether me, it untethers me.
It untethers you. You have your smartphone that you can receive email anywhere, you can respond, something comes to mind, oh, I forgot to do this or that, you can use that. You mentioned go to my PC, one thing along that line is I use an online backup service for my computer so that I don't have a hard drive here. I have a hard drive in the cloud that backs up every 15 minutes or so. I forgot a document that I needed. I went onto it, and I downloaded it. It was just notes for something that I was writing. I downloaded it, and I worked on it. So, I don't need, you know, do I need to get somebody to go into my home office and upload a document, turn on the computer and upload it? No, it's all out there. You can literally work from anywhere as long as you have an internet connection. And that's the beauty of what we do today. And I would still, you know, put out there that people can work from anywhere. If they're knowledge workers, as long as they're connected and have the right mindset.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Jeff
Zabar,
ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com. Check that out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.